two US citizens, Nguyen Quoc Quan, a mathematician from Sacramento, and Leon Chung, who operates a catering truck in Honolulu, along with a French journalist, a Thai, and two locals, were apprehended in November, circulating petitions produced by Viet Tan, a pro-democracy group promoting peaceful political change in communist Vietnam. This is just one of the cases that has aggravated the US Commission on International Religious Freedom. So gravely, in fact, that they recommended in May 2007 that Vietnam be redesignated as a country of particular concern, a designation which is currently under review. On Tuesday, the US Ambassador, Michael Michalek, said Vietnamese authorities had not given them any evidence of media reports that the group was suspected of terrorism or, in fact, any charge.
We've seen no information that would support charges of terrorism against these individuals that have been suggested by the local media. We have said that if they are detained for peaceful, we will protest if they have been detained for peaceful expression of political views.
It comes as no surprise then that late Tuesday, the first of the Vietnamese Americans was released and deported. Vietnamese state television reports caterer and activist Leon Chung left Tuesday evening. Dr. Tong Nguyen, a Central Committee member of the Viet Tan in Australia, says the Vietnamese-American, French and Thai and their supporters were merely preparing democratic discussion and materials.
They were arrested while participating in discussions about democracy with other activists, promoting peaceful democratic changes. They were preparing pamphlets about successful non-violent struggles around the world and to use these lessons to help empower the Vietnamese people. And this is exactly why the international community have been condemning the Vietnamese government for arresting these activists and many others this year for their peaceful democratic advocacy.
They are just a few of the dozens of Vietnamese activists arrested so far this year, most charged with propaganda against the Socialist Republic, a crime punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Then there's Catholic priest Nguyen Van Lai, put back in jail last year once President George W. Bush had finished his Vietnamese tour and the communist country had all but inked its World Trade Organization deal. An MP of the Australian state of Victoria, Luke Donnellan, made a trip to Vietnam himself in March 2006 to meet with Father Lai and noted some of the harsh measures employed against him and his church.
The fear in his own Catholic community that if they were seen to be attending his mass, they would be seen as troublemakers. The fact that he has to change his email address every 24 hours, every 48 hours. The fact that his computer is monitored on an ongoing basis, he's raided every, probably once a month, he loses all his computer equipment, all his printers. It's just very obviously very difficult to be a Catholic priest in Vietnam at the moment who's calling for religious and democratic rights, basic rights.
The commission last week stated to US Congress that these actions were indefensible, among limits set out in Article 18 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which Vietnam has ratified. Welcoming the release of just one activist Tuesday, Australian Viet Tan representative Dr. Nguyen is calling for Vietnam to do more.
We called on the international communities, including our government here, to continue to pressure the Vietnamese authority to release other peaceful activists as they did with Mr. Leon Chung.